Muallim means the teacher. And in those days, even in 60s and 70s up till 80s, the majorities of the people would see their Muallim, whoever Muallim is, physically they would see, and they were available. If they will not be available, at least you will see his sons or his cousins or his representatives. Their job was to teach you how to perform Hajj. So you didn't need to bring some person or take some person with you to teach you, although there will be some books available that they will teach you how to perform Hajj. Not only that, they will lead you some rituals. But nowadays, if you make a survey, just only one question, just one point question, just one point, how many of them they have seen physically their Muallim? I'm sure the 90% I would say they don't know. They have just seen on the board, Mr. A, B, X, Y, Z, his Muallim physically was not there. Otherwise, the person was there at that time and he was available to serve the people. Mutawwif was his representative. Or sometime, you know, the Muallim could be Mutawwif as well. But nowadays, perhaps you won't see even Mutawwif now because this institution is almost vanished. Because you don't have Muallim and Mutawwif, the people don't know the manners. Almost every tour operator will mention one thing, which is common, that a religious guide will be with you. And if they mention the imam who they know, they are more comfortable. But I'm afraid most of the time they will not see them over there with them. So that's why the expectations are very high, but the facilities they receive over there as compared to the expectations are very low, very, very less. Blue TV is one of those TVs which recent years has been established just focusing on the Islamic and Muslims community activities. So one thing is very common, they will broadcast live the Hajj coverage, which is very common in all these Muslim television channels. Other thing is, so far as the recent activities is concerned, I'm afraid that they are holding on daily basis a program on a different topics of Hajj. My role, my participation in the New TV was in terms of the spiritual guidance. What are the spiritual element? We were very focused on that. It was 2.5 hours program last night. But due to the lack of information, that some people were asking, because it's a live program, interactive as well, the people were asking about the basic things of the rituals as well. And one of the lady, very old lady, she said, I'm not sure when you do go there how to pray properly. I mean, especially in Arafat, shall we pray together prayers or shall we pray separate? And the person who was conducting the program, he said, have you been there before? She said, yes, it's my second journey. I've been there before. So people even going repeatedly, they are not sure about the rituals.